Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ellison asks, what's going on in Nevada? Is Nevada blue, red? Where do I think the election is going to go? And I do live in Nevada, so I could give you guys a little bit of insight, but and I'm going to be announcing results of the election on the Steve Sanchez Show election night, but I am expecting nothing at this point but surprises. As it just seems to me, whatever the polls say, you can't necessarily trust 100%. Didn't Reagan and Jimmy Carter have a poll right before the election that was neck and neck, and then it was like a landslide with Reagan? These polls have different values depending on who runs them, and I get calls all the time. I don't have time to answer these polls. I don't even know if they're taking my poll result and using it, if they're going to change it. So I just don't trust all these polls. I understand there's some polls that are more trustworthy than others. So Adam Laxalt, who is running for the Senate against Catherine Cortez Masto, he does seem to be pulling ahead. We do have, in terms of governors, Joe Lombardo running against Steve Sisolak. It's interesting where that could go. Crime is a huge issue. Joe Lombardo is currently our sheriff. So to have a sheriff as governor is very appealing to those who are excited about, trying to limit crime. But many people have also questioned, well, if that was the case, then why is crime an issue if he's currently sheriff? So it's not easy. Politics is not easy. There's a lot of limitations to what you're able to do, defunding, so I'm not sure how that race is going to go. Other things that have been brought up to me that seem to happen in Nevada elections is that there is a huge grassroots support to and voting support to drive people to the polls. Drive buses and buses of workers. People can take off work. And they are all driven with, some sort of encouragement to vote one way or the other. And so these busloads are things that are pretty well known in our neck of the woods and very, very powerful for one political side versus another. So, I'm not really sure where Nevada is going to go. We do know they are spending a lot of money. Pennsylvania also has a very competitive Senate governor races. Oregon, this might be the first time that a Republican governor since the 80s is going to, possibly win an Oregon seat. That's going to be interesting as well. One thing I want from this election, whether it goes Democrat, Republican, or whatever, is what I am hoping is that these politicians listen. If there is a red wave, it's not that the country wants to be all Republican. It's that if there is a red wave, it's maybe some of the Democratic policies that they think are very popular aren't. And I hope, depending on what happens with the midterms, politicians listen. And I would like to see why. I would like to see more vocal explanations of why people might not be voting one way or the other. If politicians realize that parents want to have more say in the child's education, then maybe that'll, you know, wasn't it Bill Clinton who said, you know, we heard you, or you've been heard, or you know, when the Republicans kind of took over the midterms when he was in power? I would like to see politicians go, okay, we hear you. You don't like the idea of abortions being banned, you know, but you do support, it sounds like, people don't want third trimester fetuses being killed. They want, you know, they want there to be, you know, some acknowledgement that the fetus can be alive. These are things that I think politicians need to know. I think there's so many bipartisan issues that both sides agree upon, and a real good politician, whether Republican or Democrat, will say, you know what? It sounds like a lot of Americans are concerned about the border. They are concerned that, you know, we are having criminal elements come over in addition to good people. We don't have a robust immigration process because we're overwhelmed. Our Border Patrol are overwhelmed. Our cities, our medical facilities are overwhelmed. We heard you. We are going to do something about the border that is, you know, that will help make our immigration policy one of the best in the countries, but also, you know, limit abuse and allow our, you know, our infrastructure to do its job because it could only handle so much. Now, I don't know if that's Republican or Democrat. That might be neither, but to me, I think that's more common sense. And somehow, the only way people and consumers can voice their concerns is by voting for a candidate. But if that candidate doesn't win, I don't know if you know, politicians are like, you know, listen, this one candidate only won by a thin margin. You know, we hear you. Looks like some of these policies aren't that popular. That's not what happened. They go, you see, our candidate won, so that means we're doing everything right. We're going to double down. I mean, Obamacare had a lot of problems. Patients having high deductibles did not work for them. Did anybody listen? Did anybody acknowledge that? Did anybody acknowledge that, you know, even though, you know, college costs are ridiculous and we don't want college students being burdened with so much debt, it's not very popular for taxpayers to pay for it, especially when they chose not to go to college to save money? You know, nobody's looking at that. You know, a lot of people do not want, you know, their kids in school where their homework assignment is to rate how racist they are. I think a lot of parents want to make sure their kids learn about, you know, true history and what happened and some of the you know, some of the mistakes we made that we should never, ever do again. You know, you know, they would like a little bit more say in what children put down on paper. You know, and so it's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm going to combine a couple emails. One from one of my listeners was her daughter was broken up by text. And she had dated this boy for about a year, year and a half. He dumped her by text. And she wanted me to address how, you know, things have gotten so bad in terms of communication where, you know, breakups are now so, you could ask a person out. You could tell them you love them by text. You could do half of your relationship over the phone. But how tech has come in between relationships and is now used as a form to dump people. On the flip side, and I could see why, the former happened. On the flip side, we have an email asking about the danger of dating. And somebody has a daughter who's dating a boy that gives the parents some heebie-jeebies. And with the Gabby Petito case, and the Brian Laundrie case, where he went with her, they went off and, you know, went on a camping trip, road trip, and he ends up murdering her. What do you do if your child is dating somebody who gives you the heebie-jeebies? So, this is tough. See, I don't have a daughter, I have sons. You know, but still, I always have to worry about, you know, can they date somebody that can, you know, be crazy and could hurt them. As a parent, you always worry. Well, let's take the one being dumped by text. That has to stink. Being dumped by text is cold. You can't see their face when it happens. You don't know if they're in a room full of their friends laughing when they're doing it. And it's, you know, these kids have relationship issues that I couldn't even fathom. I've been married now, so I never had to deal with the whole text thing and the dating by phone and apps and Tinder and all that. But that's got to be difficult. However, I don't know if you guys heard about this murder case. It's been in the news where an OnlyFans girlfriend stabs her boyfriend. She's 24 years old, Abigail White, stabs her boyfriend Bradley Lewis in the heart. And he dies hours after that stab wound to the heart because he was breaking up with her. So, just to tell you about this case, I guess she's known as Fake Barbie on OnlyFans. I don't know. But Abigail White is now jailed for life with a minimum of 18 years because she was found guilty of murdering Bradley Lewis when he ended their relationship. She stabbed him in the arm the day before, and apparently she had been pretty abusive to him, threatened to kill him. So, well, being stabbed once, he's probably like, I gotta get out of this. The only thing is when he did it in person, he ends up getting stabbed. He had told friends he felt unsafe with her, she had repeatedly assaulted and stabbed him, and that he wanted to break up with her. The court said that the model had, by defense, said he was controlling and he was violent to her. Well, he was taken to a hospital from her home, died hours later from a single stab wound. This was, I believe, in England. So when you hear that people could be killed when they're in the process of breaking up, is it any surprise that people are going to dump, you know, individuals over the phone? They might not want to be anywhere near the person. So it's good and bad. I mean, on one end, I think, you know, look, you know, a conversation saying, you know, look, I like you a lot. It's not that, you know, I'm breaking up with you. It's, you know, I want to be single right now. I want to concentrate on school. I want to concentrate on work. I don't think I can be the best boyfriend or girlfriend I could be. Now the other person might be like, fine, I'm leaving, whatever. Or they might get violent, or they might get, you know, if you don't know how the person you're with is going to be, then you may really need to be in a public place, or you might need to do it remotely. It's sad that that's an issue, but I would hate to think if my boys ever had to break up with somebody, they could be in a situation where they could get hurt or stabbed. We still don't know what happened with Gabby Petito. You saw them at a Walmart shopping, getting things hours before she was allegedly killed. And is it because she's like, you know what, we're done, I'm breaking up with you. And then the thought of breaking up triggered him to kill her. We don't know. But it could be dangerous. Now, what if your child is dating somebody that you feel can be, you know, can hurt them? That's got to be hard. I am sure many parents are freaked out, you know, by all these stories of you know, girls dating somebody and then later getting trafficked or assaulted or murdered or gone missing. That has got to be every parent's nightmare. And it's rare. I mean, when you look at all the dating and all the camping trip and all the trips that people go on, you know, it's rare when these cases happen. But when you're a parent, you are always worried about that rare case. So if your child is dating somebody that gives you the heebie-jeebies, all right, that has to be a conversation you have with the child. Now, if that child says, every single person I date, you freak out about, you're not objective. You're not, no, I can't, then that could be a problem. I mean, my parents, there was no anybody I dated they wouldn't like. So their opinion, I could never put any weight to. And it was a shame. So, sadly, if you have that type of relationship where, you know, you've always been critical of whoever they dated, and maybe you were right to, they may not listen to you. So then another option you could say is, look, here, okay, this is what we're going to do. Okay, we are going to have a objective person. Who do you like? You like Aunt, Jill, Uncle Bobby. Let's invite him over for dinner. And we will go out with Jill and Bobby. And then we'll see what Jill and Bobby says. Oh, no, you're just going to talk them into saying one thing or another. Okay, well, then you pick a family member. You pick a family member that you don't believe would listen to me, that would have an objective opinion, and see what they say. So that's one option. Another option is, if you really, really think this person can hurt them and you could kill them, then get a background check. I mean, look into them. This is your child. You only have one shot at making sure your child is safe. And whatever you could legally do to look into that person that's dating your child, I'm a child, meaning when they're an adult, of course. But it's really a tough position. But if you feel like your child could be at risk, you do have to have that conversation with your child and say, look, these are cases. I just want to sit down with you and talk to you. Okay, this he may be wonderful, but I am very nervous about this happened to this person, this happened to this person, and I'm just getting a bad vibe. And if anything does go wrong, you might not be safe. So if you feel like you need to break up with them or whatever, talk to us first, and we'll talk about the safest way to do it. But you need to be there. You need to be there for that family member. If you think they are a threat, then get the authorities involved. I mean, if you have enough evidence to think that there is something that can be criminal in terms of their past or in terms of, then you do have other resources. But it's, and for those of you listening, any other advice you have, please share 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But it's frustrating. I think there's a lot of really good people out there that have been accused of being creepy when they're not. You know, they're just like, look, all I did was ask you out. If you think that, then, I can't ask you out, then fine. Some people will overcall it and will overaccuse. And I get that. And it's a shame. But, we don't always know the past of people our kids are dating. And we don't know if other people left them because, he was weird, like the Uvalde shooter. Was it Salvador Ramos? I forget his name. His ex-girlfriend said, he was weird. He was combative. He was, and it's difficult because you don't really always interview exes. Because the ex will say, oh, he did this, or she did this. I mean, can you believe him? I don't know. So it's definitely a challenging time for kids. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is sentenced Friday to 4 months in prison and a $6,500 fine on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing a subpoena related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Speaking in Washington, D.C. after the ruling, Bannon says he's cooperated with investigations in the past.
I testified before the Mueller Commission for more hours. I testified in front of Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee more than any other person in the Trump administration. I testified in front of the Senate Intelligence, I think, more than any. All about the issues related to Russiagate, to all of that.
The House and Senate are out on Friday, and President Biden is heading once again to his Delaware beach house. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then we get a study about how something in our house could be giving us cancer. And oftentimes it kind of circulates around our gas stoves. Well, we have another study that says our gas stoves can be leaking chemicals like benzene, which are carcinogenic. Researchers from PSE Healthy Energy found that stoves in California were emitting 12 hazardous chemicals, including benzene, a carcinogen. It's found in 99% of stoves that were tested for the study. Benzene has been linked to leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and other dangerous health conditions. They say contamination in the household air was up to 7 times what health officials consider to be acceptable exposure levels. So experts, according to Daily Mail, have warned against the use of these stoves, both for their environmental impact and the in-home pollution that they could expose residents to. But 40 million American households still have gas stoves. Previous research said that this could cause air pollution, even as much as highway air pollution. And it could cause children who have asthma to have exacerbations. So the researchers published a study in Environmental Science and Technology. They gathered samples from 159 stoves across 16 California counties. And they used a model that calculated to average exposure to chemicals by using the size of the condition, the ventilation, the amount of chemicals. And benzene was one of the most dangerous in the bunch. And not only can benzene cause cancer, but it can also cause weakness, nerve damage in the feet, legs, hands of people after long-term exposure. So some of you that feel, you know, weak, eyesight issues, headache, fatigue, that could be some of the chemicals that's be like hexane. Hexane can cause headaches, fatigue, weakness, eyesight issues. That could cause nerve damage in concentrations, long periods of time. Cyclohexane. Cyclohexane causes burns and irritation of the nose and throat. That was the second most common chemical. Let me see if there were any others that they bring up. So, I have gas stoves. I remember there was a period of time when some homes would have electric. The problem with electric is when you have a power outage and you need to cook food and you need to, you know, gas allows you to still get things done. I'm just not ready to be completely reliant on electricity. That's just me. But it is a concern that, you know, you could be having something that still emits and leaks the gas. Not to mention just a gas leak in and of itself can be dangerous. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that the cost of Thanksgiving is going to be, the whole meal could be up 12% this year compared to others. And the price of turkey has risen about 50% due to inflation as well as the avian flu outbreak. So last year, remember we talked about how Americans were going to spend about $53 for a holiday dinner for 10? I'm surprised 53, because I try to feed a family of four, and the groceries are horribly expensive. But they said that it would be an average of $53 to do the turkey, the cranberry juice, the cranberry sauce, the stuffing, make you a yam pie, the green bean casserole. Now they say it's going to be about $67. Honestly, if you could feed 10 people for $67, that would be fantastic. But still, it's higher than it was last year. So we got stuffing, gravy, green beans, pumpkin pie. Typical turkey now costs about $31.84. The USDA has retailed that poultry is now $1.99 a pound. In my neck of the woods, it's even more expensive. Some of these turkeys are $40, $50. So this is up from $1.15 a pound last year. The price is not only, you know, inflated because of inflation, but also supply chain issues. And so, avian flu has killed a bunch of birds. There's been a contagious strain. In fact, bird flu has arrived to San Diego. Data from the USDA has indicated more than 5 billion birds have now died from the avian flu this year. So if any of those are turkeys, that's going to affect, obviously, what's being produced. It is affecting chicken. It is affecting eggs. So even those are now more costly. And avian flu peaks in the spring, but the current strain is active in 43 states. So about 7.3 million turkeys have now been killed this year. That's 3.6% of the supply, so prices are going to go up. Turkey supplies have been depleting in 2019 after prices crashed. The supply has remained relatively low. So here's the thing. While everything is going up, I know some people are panicking if they're hosting Thanksgiving. It's expensive because, you know, your drinks. What I don't understand is if I, let's say, want to have juice, water, or soda. Okay, to serve 10 people, you're already spending about $10, $15 just in the drinks. All right, then on top of that, the turkey. On top of that, some of the side dishes and then some of the pies. I'm seeing pies for $9-$10 a pop. So that's why I think the $63 is a little bit low. You know, but on average, I get it. Some people might be just like, guys, all we're having is turkey, mashed potatoes. Here you go. And drink some water. Others might be like, okay, we got all the fixings. But what I would really recommend is when somebody goes, oh, would love for it to come over. What can we bring? What can we bring? Tell them to bring something. Tell them to bring something. Tell them to bring a dish. Say you bring dessert. And commit them to it. You always have to have something just in case somebody forgets. So it doesn't ruin the whole dinner. But, you know, a pie or two. But, you know, tell them, bring dessert. Tell them to bring the wine if you're going to serve wine. Wine's expensive. Tell them, you know what, you can bring the drinks for the kids. Or make a casserole. But inviting somebody over to Thanksgiving doesn't have to be all on you. If you handle the turkey, everybody else can bring everything else. And it could be very affordable then. Thanksgiving doesn't have to break the house, break the bank. Now, I understand a lot of people are traveling, and that's expensive. It is going to be expensive to travel. And, you know, I tell my family, I go, look, we don't have to celebrate on Thanksgiving Day. If you guys want to meet up, why don't we do it the weekend before, the weekend after? I'm fine with that. It doesn't have to be on that day. If it's too expensive to travel or you have other family members to go to, we could do it anytime. I mean, I get it. Most people are off work. But, you know, Dallas Cowboys play. I don't have to have Thanksgiving dirty. You know, I mean, I like dark meat, but I'm really not big. And my family, I don't know. My mom couldn't cook, and they didn't cook, so would go to Howard Johnson's, and I couldn't stand the turkey meal we would have. I hated Thanksgiving. I wanted to be in school with my friends. I didn't want to be home with my parents, and I didn't like turkey at the time. So for me, Thanksgiving, I don't have to celebrate it. Like, you know, let me watch some football. But if people do want to come into town, they do want to, we'll have a dinner. And that's how we'll do it. But just keep in mind that, and please don't hold that $63 because I really think it's going to be more expensive. Keep in mind things are costly. So if you haven't bought your turkey, you have a freezer, maybe consider getting it now. Anything you think you're going to need that will stay fresh, you know, or stay, or that you could, you know, keep fresh enough till Thanksgiving, you might want to consider buying it now because I do think the prices are going to go up next month. I think the prices are going to be ridiculous next month. So if there are certain drinks or sodas or wine, they can hold for a month. Any paper plates, things like that, or plates you need, or the earlier you get it, the better, because there will always be a need to make a mad trip to the grocery store. And when you make a mad trip to the grocery store, it could cost about $20, $30. So you want as little as possible that's prompting you to panic buy. You don't want to panic buy because then you're stuck. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALIA. Don't go away.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're coming up on the weekend, this email I think is pretty pertinent. David writes that his boss keeps writing him on the weekends. Now his boss is a doctor, and he keeps texting him or emailing him on the weekends. How does he get him to stop? He gets stressed. It triggers him. So this is very, very interesting. The over the weekend, after hours contact with the boss. All right. I like to side with those who say, you know, it's your time. Boss needs to leave you alone. You know, just it's you need to decompress. You can't be always dealing with work. On the flip side, though, I do understand the other side of things. If there is a patient that has an abnormal lab, or if there's, you know, something serious going on, That has to be addressed. I would never have my staff address it unless they had a paid shift during office hours. I never bothered them at home about taking care of a patient, things like that. That's I would do it myself. That's on me. If you work for a business where, you know, there's weekend issues, there should be somebody on call, somebody specified who's working. If nobody is working, then it waits till Monday. But I have been guilty of sending emails to coworkers, not because I wanted it addressed, but because I would forget about it on Monday. And I'm like, look, this is an issue that's come up, just came up with a student or something. And before I forget, because I could get in trouble for not letting somebody know immediately. You know, how many times have you gotten in trouble for not notifying the boss or somebody that something happened? I will send the email, so then there's receipt, there's proof, there's evidence that I did my due diligence, I did my job, and I notified them. I mean, if it's an emergency, obviously, then, you know, I call them. And we did have a couple emergencies. And I did call. And I said, look, you know, I'm worried about, you know, the mental health of this child. And the coworker called them on their weekend. So if it's anything like that. But if it's non-emergency, but it's important. I have sent emails, not necessarily texts, because that does kind of interfere with their personal life. But if they don't check their work email till Monday, then I have sent mail that would hopefully be opened on Monday, such that I don't forget about it. I don't, you know, because I mean, Monday I do my show. I don't, you know, and so that shouldn't necessarily bother anybody in terms of interfering with their personal life. But going back to, if you have a boss that's calling you, giving you work to do on the weekend, I know a lot of people are a little bit nervous now that they could be on the chopping block, but you only have one life to live, and you have a family, and that comes first. So what I would do is there's a nice way to address it, and then there's a more forward way. So the nicer way to address it is if you have somebody where things are always coming up, and always coming, you know. So one thing you could do is say, look, you know, I'm about to leave for the weekend. I'm going to be camping. I'm not going to have access to my cell phone. Is there anything you think you need? Because I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you if I don't answer on the weekend. I will check my email 6 a.m. when I wake up, you know, before I go to work on Monday. But I just, I might not be reachable. Is there anything you think you need that I could address now, get it done before we all leave to go home? Now, I know some people might think that's a little passive aggressive, but it's, I mean, if you do it nice and say, look, you know, I want to make sure everything, because I know sometimes on the weekend things pop up. Is there anything you think you're going to need addressed so I can address it now before I leave town and I get off the grid? Because I want to make sure that everything that needs to get done gets done. It shows you care about the office, you care about the work, you care about your boss, you care about the clients, you want to make sure that everything is addressed. If you have a boss that continues to do it, and you think they're being abusive, okay, one is you probably shouldn't work for that boss. But if not, you could say, look, you know, I notice, you know, we have a lot of contact over the weekend. You know, is there any particular reason why this is something that can't wait to the week? You know, it's just because I don't want to interfere with family time and stop. You know, my family doesn't like when I'm on the phone, and they want me tuned into them. You know, I have a lot of, you know, family commitments. You know, is there, I do notice that you reach out a lot on the weekend. You know, what can we address so you don't have to feel like you have to try to reach me on the weekend, et cetera? Because it is, it's, you know, I and sometimes just a simple conversation could work. If they're going to fire you over it, then they're not, they don't deserve you. They don't deserve you. Now, sometimes, though, you might reveal that you might reveal what the real issue is. The real issue is your boss might have memory problems. And it's not that they forget that it's your weekend, but they might be, and I know I've done this with my husband, where I'm like, I'm going to forget. It's Friday night. There is no way I'm going to remember this Monday. So I need to tell it to you now so I don't forget about it. It's too important. Well, one way that I started to solve that myself is I email myself. And, or I put it on my calendar. so that when I check my Monday morning calendar, it'll say email so-and-so, address this. So you could do that. And then that could be something that you do suggest to your boss. And say, look, is there a reminder system or a calendar system? You know, because they might say, look, the reason why I text you is I know I'm going to forget. I know I'm going to forget. Well, then you could say, you know, can you just email my work email? Because I will check my work email and address it. You could tell them to just send it to the work email. Or, you know, you could say, look, you know, and you could tell them, you could say, you know what I do? I have the same problem. Where I'm like, gosh, I'm going to forget. So what I do is I email myself. Or I put it in the calendar to, these are things I need to address. And sometimes, you know, but if it's bothering you that much, you have to, you know. And if you do work for a company, one time I thought that, I don't know, I just wanted them to think that I was, you know, working, and I didn't think that they believed me that I worked on the weekend. So I would send my emails to their work email showing this got done, this got done, this got done. So if anybody ever said, wait a second, she left early and she worked less than 40 hours, you could see by my emails that I had, you know, graded the student things. I had done this. You could see all the work that was done on the weekend. So nobody can then say I didn't do the work. So, you know, you sometimes have to kind of look and see what exactly is the other reason for it. You know, is it that there are some individuals that made a deal with their boss that if they got to go home early on Friday, they would finish the work on Saturday. So in order to show that they did the work on Saturday, there's going to be a slew of emails that were sent on that Saturday to show that they were actively working. You know, and you might not know that. You might not know that that deal was made. So, but your family time is your family time. And I really do think that bosses need to not restrict and infringe on that. If you do work for a doctor, though, and there are medical issues and labs that come out, that medical office should have somebody on call or somebody that manages labs over the weekend. You know, I would get a call from the lab myself. They would call the doctor on call saying, look, we have an abnormal lab. Then I would call the patient. I would deal with it myself. So I never had my staff do that. Unless, of course, they were working an active shift. And that was their shift. And they because we would open on Saturdays. There would be so many labs and so many patients needing help that I'm like, well, why not be open? We might as well get paid. It doesn't make sense for me all weekend long to be on the phone. You know, we have these office hours. Then I could then spend the rest of the time with my family and we address everything else on Monday when we go home Saturday afternoon. So, but then that's something that the boss has to set up. It's a great question, guys. Keep the questions coming, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or at drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.